by Floyd's Incorporated on KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. KVOE, good morning. It is 8:41, temperature minus 3, a wind chill of minus 27 on this bitterly cold 22nd of December, first full day of December morning here. Nice to have you tuned in. It is time now for the ESU Buzz, being brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at ESU at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Need some help finding the perfect gift? Give them what they really want, the Visa gift card. These prepaid cards can be used wherever Visa debit cards are accepted. So simplify your shopping. Just visit us at 310 West 12th or at our branch location at 24th and Industrial and purchase your gift cards today.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Emporia State University, we take academics to the next level. So you can take you to the next level. Biology, nursing, pre-med, pre-law, all the pre's. Teaching, business, computer science, social media, art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
KVOE live and local. Good morning and welcome to the ESU Buzz here on KVOE. And we're pleased to be joined on our Buzz program this week by Dr. Heidi Hamilton, Professor of Communication and Chair of the Department of Communication and Theater, and also by Kelly Hine. Kelly's the Chief Marketing Officer and an alum of the Communications Department. So let's get our guests on here this morning. Dr. Hamilton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Trying to stay warm.
As we all are here on this frigid 22nd of December. Kelly, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing good here.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Hamilton was really the person who unveiled at least some of the discussion points when it came to the Communication, Emerging Technology, and Society announcement here as the reinvestment process continues for Emporia State University, and really also diving into some of the reasons why. And Dr. Hamilton, I wanted, before we started talking about the why, I guess let's talk more about the what. Let's back up and talk about the origins of this particular concentration here really a couple of years back.
Okay. So in fall 2020, we started our new concentration, the Communication, Emerging Technology, and Society concentration. At that time, well, discussions prior to that fall start, we had looked at what was happening in the communication field and where an increasing amount of jobs were going, where student interest was going, and thought that that particular area of the field needed more attention, and particularly we could give it more attention. And so we made a new hire to bring someone in to teach classes in that area, and then started that concentration in the fall 2020.
So where does that lend us now? I mean, the expansion of the concentration exactly, specifically, what is being added?
So we are adding a new faculty member who will be on a three-year position, and we are looking for someone to come in and expand our course offerings, particularly maybe in the area of content creation or some of the digital analytics portion, or maybe new areas in virtual reality or gaming and interactive media.
Outstanding. Since you put this out in front of the community, have you had at least some sort of interest starting to develop here, and at least some candidates start to move forward?
Well, the ad is just out this week, so we are still collecting positions. We'll start reviewing the applications at the end of January.
You know, one of the things that struck me here, Dr. Hamilton, was just how much in demand this side of social media has become.
Right. So a lot of people just think like, well, I just go on the application, social media, but there's so much work put in from people and businesses and organizations at the back end to create that content, to edit the videos, to figure out when to put up particular content, to analyze how is that content reaching audiences, all of those kind of moving parts that are creating a number of careers, actually.
Well, let's bring in Kelly Hine. Kelly is the Chief Marketing Officer and alum of the Communications Department, I believe, back in 2001. Well, Kelly, overall, how does this compare to what you were studying when you were at ESU?
It's very different. And I will say, you know, thinking, preparing for this interview, how much the program at communication at Emporia State has meant and how well it prepared me. But I will say now that with these additions, I'm so grateful that they're being added, because as I think about adding staff, especially like social media or any type of communicator, these skills are just vital. It's very important for someone to come in with the ability to perform exactly the things that Dr. Hamilton just described.
And speaking of that, Kelly, I mean, with your current staff, I mean, how could classes and this type of concentration help them? Say, if they wanted to maybe loop back and add this to what they already have and the skill sets they've already developed.
How could the classes?
Yeah,
I
know that some of your current staff who are either students or have been recent students at Emporia State, mm-hmm. You know, they've kind of developed their own, mm-hmm. methods of social media and things like that. But how could these classes maybe help them if they wanted to loop back and kind of stack on the foundation that they've already built?
Oh yeah. I think that, you know, in terms of being able to build that skill set with this concentration, I think it's a wonderful addition, because, you know, as you asked me on the onset, those weren't things that we learned as students in 2001, certainly, but even just the advancements are so, so much so fast that any student who wanted to bolster that part of their resume, I think it would be a tremendous way for them to go in, get additional insight and skills to take to whatever their position is currently.
Well, Dr. Hamilton, let's talk about some other concentrations in the communications department. You have listed here organizational communication. Specifically, what is that?
So that concentration is for students who want to go into things like human resources, managerial kinds of positions. We have students who go into sales, some marketing careers like that. Okay. They take courses such as our training and development course, obviously organizational communication, an interviewing course, which I think all students would find useful because they learn a number of interviewing skills and all the different kind of types of interviews one might do as a professional.
What about leadership communication?
So leadership communication is the leadership skills one needs in a variety of aspects of one's life. They're taking a group leadership course, so how to lead in groups, and then they can choose from a number of other courses. And we do include a kind of diversity course so that you kind of have that idea of leading diverse teams of people.
Are you, and public relations, I think, is probably pretty, you know, pretty standard, I would think, but given the reinvestment process, or at least the conversations about the reinvestment process, have there been some conversations about maybe adjustments to the PR side?
We have not had particular conversations in terms of the reinvestments. The faculty, we have had conversations about that concentration. There is one of the emerging tech courses, the social media for strategic communication course, can be taken as part of the public relations concentration, as well as our ethics course that is part of the common emerging tech concentration. And then we have been adding some additional courses into that public relations concentration, like an event planning course.
And Dr. Heidi Hamilton, professor of communication and chair of the Department of Communication and Theater, and Kelly Hine, who's the chief marketing officer at Emporia State. Now, Kelly, what kind of staff do you work with right now? Because you are always constantly pumping information out from Emporia State University. I imagine your plate is full.
It is. And, you know, currently on our team, we're really blessed to have a really talented team, and we're pretty all-encompassing. We work with, of course, you all are very familiar with Gwen Larson, Director of Media Relations, web content manager. We have a social media manager who is a recent graduate of the communication department. We work with several copywriters and people who serve as marketing directors for the various colleges on campus. So we have quite the variety of folks, and of course, graphic designers, photographer, video, full suite. But the social media manager, that, you know, we talk about brand and we put out our brand, but the social media is where your brand comes to life. So you can say that you are these things, and social media kind of brings it to life.
Kelly, given the new concentration, is there a possibility, too, that there could be maybe some other positions that are added to your department here to help further things along?
So I think, you know, that's always a possibility, and we're always looking at how we can, you know, strengthen our department and build it. I will say that for the social media function especially, it is so intensive. It's, you know, you're needing to put out lots of content every single day. So we rely heavily on students for helping us achieve those objectives. So I'm excited that there's going to be even a greater pipeline of students coming and could, you know, join our team as a student worker.
I would assume then too, Kelly, that the students have a good opportunity, if they so wish, to get a lot of great experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We treat our students as part of the team, and we put them right to work, and there's always something to do.
All right.
Indeed. All right. Well, Dr. Hamilton, anything else that you wanted us to know about here about the really the new concentration, or really stuff that's happening in communications?
I would just say I think we're really excited about what's happening in the communication department. And we're excited for the opportunities it presents for students in preparing them for those future skills and future careers.
Well, Heidi, great job this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Kelly, good to talk to you.
Nice talking to you all.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. That's Dr. Heidi Hamilton, professor of communication and chair of the Department of Communication and Theater, and Kelly Hine, who is chief marketing officer at Emporia State, on the ESU Buzz this morning, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, and by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. 853, 3 below. Good morning.
Merry Christmas from EVCO Wholesale Food Corporation. EVCO is looking for night warehouse crew members.